But right now, it is time for FFA talk.
I can't believe we haven't done this before, because it's something that I have such a blank slate when it comes to any knowledge. And we have a master over here, a guy that, I mean, he could probably walk over to any high school right now and run the whole program, right?
He could probably actually walk up to a horse and pet it.
I don't know if that really has much to do with FFA. I keep wanting to say FAA, but that's the airline thing.
Yeah.
All right, first off, FFA, Future Farmers of America.
Yes.
I've come to learn, since we've kind of kicked it around on Community Quick Hits a few times, that almost every school around here has that club, and that's what it is, right? A club.
It's an elective course.
Oh, it's actually a class.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boys took FFA, with the rare exception that a girl wanted to be involved, which did happen. And then girls took FHA, which is Future Homemakers of America.
That's so 50s sounding.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So were you, was it an option for you as a kid growing up, or did you all do it?
I could have taken a study hall, but, you know, there were events, there were contests, there were things that you could be involved in, and my home life wasn't great, so any distraction.
You wanted to be involved, didn't you?
So any distraction that I had to get out and do stuff and not spend time around the house was good.
How old were you?
I got involved in every extracurricular activity.
How old were you when you started doing FFA?
It's only available in high school.
Okay. So like ninth grade on?
I did it freshman, sophomore, and junior, and then I quit my senior year and took a year of homemaking.
Now, was this offered for you?
My senior year was the biggest gigantic J.O. session that you could ever imagine. I mailed it in more than anything in my life. Anyway,
it was around somewhere, but I don't remember if it was a class or a club. It might have been a club.
But it was certainly at your high school.
Yeah, it was around. There weren't many who got in on that.
But this was during class. This was something that happened in school. This was an in-school club, if you want to call it. Like Boy Scouts, that happened
out of school.
This happened during school hours, and you participated and did projects during school hours.
Now, this might have been like that, too. I'm really not sure. Because the only guys that got into it were the Danieldale guys.
What does that mean? Just a neighborhood?
Yeah, that's a neighborhood where most of those guys were headed for a bad end anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that there was something like the boots guys that wore boots to school and stuff. Like, I remember seeing them, that they had something going on.
Well, they had the corduroy blue jackets with the gold embroidery, and those were worn all the time. Yeah.
Now, I do remember seeing some of those, so it was around.
I had one.
You did?
I think it was pretty suggested that you had to buy them. I mean, and I was on the radio team, so we had to wear those with a white shirt and tie underneath it.
Okay, wait, what all did it consist of, the full uniform?
Just jeans, tennis shoes or boots or whatever, and then a white shirt with a black tie, and then the corduroy jacket zipped up. If you were going to, like, an event, but you could wear the jacket however you want it.
And you had to go buy the corduroy jacket from somewhere?
$30 or something. You had it made. It had your name on it.
Corduroy jacket.
Uh-huh. I think they're cool as hell.
That's
now.
Awesome.
I'd love to have one right
that
now.
That is awesome.
Did it say Danny?
It said Dingu.
Did you have your name on the back?
No. It said Knox City on the back, and then the big shield, the FFA, you know, logo, insignia, whatever. Yeah. And then it said, like I said, FFA, Knox City, Texas, and then your name would be on the front.
So Boy Scouts and Indian Guides and things like that, you would go to campouts.
A lot of camping.
Yeah, because you did that
more
as well.
Boy Scouts is more about outdoor life.
But what was FFA? Like, what did you do?
You learned skills that you would be able to use working in mechanics, industry, that type of industry, and farm.
Okay.
So I learned how to use an oxyacetylene cutting torch. I know how to arc weld. I could probably pick it up in pretty short order and be able to draw a nice little bead for you. And
you know how to weld?
Yeah, I do.
That was taught?
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
I had to make
it. Taught in shop class, too.
Yeah. I had to make a freaking giant, one of those giant metal drum barbecue smokers. Made one of those and sold it. It looked terrible, but I did it.
What'd you sell it for?
I don't remember.
And then the animal husbandry part of it.
Yeah, you had at one point in your FFA career, you had to do, you had to buy a baby animal, raise it, feed it, and log all of your expenses and all of the, you know, time you participated in doing the actual project. You had to build its pen. You had to learn all these skills, and it was all about accounting and trying to turn a profit on this animal.
This sounds
and
like
you, people gave you had choices. Like some people, like the richer kids that could afford it, they raised steers.
I was going
like
to say
cattle.
This sounds like that. You know, you're buying a jacket.
Yeah,
you're buying. Yeah. Did you have to buy all the equipment that it took to have the barbecue grill? Like
no,
that was on
no,
you.
No. That was provided.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this
wasn't an expense heavy situation.
But if you wanted it to be, like you said, for the rich kids, they could go all out and raise steers?
Yeah, yeah. Cattle. Big, like, Hereford cattle, stuff like that.
And that happened from time they were little babies?
And then there was also, I believe, I can't, there may have been more, but from what I remember, it was some type of cattle, a pig, or I think sheep. You could raise a sheep.
I believe the singular for sheep is ship.
Okay.
One ship.
Okay, I'll go with that.
All right, so when you would meet in class, in school or whatever, was it a lot of joking around and stuff, or were you like looking at it like calculus? People were paying attention and taking notes?
No, you had your ag teacher. That's what he was called, the FFA instructor, the ag teacher. We had two of them, Mr. Burkham and Mr. Dillon. And
they were both specifically that? Did they do anything else in the school?
No.
Wow.
No.
Not even school bus drivers?
Yeah, they drove bus. They drove bus, but they also taught shop class, just the generic shop class, which FFA and shop class were kind of integrated. But, you know, we had officers. I was the FFA class reporter, so I had to keep the minutes. There was parliamentary. You learned a lot about parliamentary procedure. You had a president and a vice president and a secretary, and you had meetings, and it was all conducted in an official manner. It was,
that's why he runs our meetings in such efficient manner.
If I show up at all. But
boy, I always wondered where he worked up those chops
that's
from.
That's unbelievable.
But yeah, you had to learn all that stuff. Now, basically what it came down to is the teacher would come in there. You'd have a little meeting. If you needed anything technical that needed to be gone over on a chalkboard, anything that was scientific or needed to be shown to you as far as a proper technique or something that needed to be in a classroom, and then you'd take that information and then go apply it in shop.
Did you guys ever have to, and this may be like way above whatever level you were at the time, did you ever have to get two animals and like have them mate or anything like that?
I did have to participate in artificially inseminating a mare.
How'd that go?
Disgusting.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
So wait, how do you do that?
Well, first of all, you have
Why do you do that?
It's what they teach. I don't know, Corby. I just did it.
So you had to get...
You have to... All right. You really want to know?
Yeah, we're doing FFA talk. I'm never going to talk to you about this again.
Okay. You put on a glove that goes up about to your shoulder. All right?
Oh, dear.
And you've got to clean the anus. And that means going in shoulder deep and raking out everything that's in there. Evacuate that area as best you can.
The anus?
The anus.
Why?
Because you need that space to be able to access...
The other part?
The mare's...
Yes. Okay.
Servicios?
Yeah. God, I wish someone would go shoulder deep and clean me out.
$50, I could probably call a friend.
I'm sure we could arrange that if you'd like.
Someone to fetch for me.
But you go through that canal and you grip through that canal the thing that connects... I don't like saying it on the radio.
Does the horse...
To the uterus, the tube goes in through the horse's vagine.
Yeah.
And you guide, hold that cervixio to the tube, goes through the other side, and then you squeeze the little bulb, or the little bulb, and fun goes everywhere, and hopefully you have a little baby horse.
Did it work?
I don't remember. I was too traumatized by that mess.
Oh my God! And was this like your senior year or junior year?
It was junior year. That was probably the impetus of me not re-signing next season.
And would you have to do this as a team?
Yeah, everybody
had their part or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And yours was to go shoulder deep, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh man!
Because he had those long arms.
Did the right. That's right.
Oh, Bayless, you'll be able to get in there real easy.
Had to go. Did the horse
was
mind?
Cool.
They don't mind that?
The horse was cool.
Is it not amazing? Oh, like we take all these dogs in to get their shots and everything and to get fecal samples. Just the amount of, all they do is just kind of turn around, you know, like what? But they don't freak out.
Yeah.
They
don't have a lot of hangups about that area like we do.
Whereas we as humans, if we have to get tested for whatever, prostate, cancer, or anything. It's
colonoscopy.
Just like, oh my God, yeah. We have to go to the hospital afterwards.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Was the horse sedated at all?
Not to my knowledge, no. It's possible. But one thing I did mention earlier is I was on with my two best friends. There were competitions where you would go to district and then regional and then state, kind of like in UIL. But they would be farmy things. So I signed up to be on the farm radio team.
What kind of competition is that?
Well, this was essentially just how well you could read and speak and it sound natural. Like you would be given, it was me and two other guys, and we would have to go into this a classroom. There would be microphones, and then a judge would be in the other room listening to what you were doing on a speaker. They would not see you at all. And it would essentially, you'd have a script and you would read it, and it would be kind of like doing a ticker about, you know, cattle stock prices.
Right.
I'm Ty Walker.
There's a lot of that. So it's just how well you could read. It was essentially you were reading a ticker that had to do with animals and implement equipment and farm things. And tractor prices have skyrocketed recently in the Knox County market. Blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff.
And you would get like a ribbon for this if you won?
You would be judged on your performance.
You have to write your own script?
No,
they probably gave everybody a stock
script.
They
really frowned upon ad-libbing as well. They wanted you to stick. This was old school radio, Michael. And we won.
Did you win like a medal or something like that?
No, you won a rectangular sash that would say first place farm belt radio or farm radio belt district.
And that would go to the school.
And that would go to the school and get hung up in the ag farm, the ag shop.
Do you think that's still there?
Absolutely, it's still there.
That is so badass.
Yeah. I've got a picture of me and my buddies holding it up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll bring
it
up.
We need a picture of it today.
Well, it's kind of tough.
I'll have to leave and then come back. I probably won't make it because of traffic, but
it's got to go to Knox City.
Good suggestion. No, I've got it at my house.
Okay.
I'll bring it up here one day and you can see my Eddie Van Halen perm.
Was it one of those things, though? You know, I guess the way I think of FFA is that, like in the 40s and 50s, and I'm surprised that you weren't forced into doing this, Mike, as some sort of, you have to go through it, like taking a math class. But at some point, I guess, maybe in the rural areas, it was just one of the things you did for sure.
Yeah.
But any type of city situation, there was some line where that all stopped.
Well, dude, I lettered in tennis. Just because if you existed and weren't mentally handicapped, and even if you were, you could probably play varsity sports. That's the beauty of a small town, is you get to do all of it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's on a sliding scale out there in the sticks, bro. It's a different land.
That is really cool.
Yeah,
where people, you know, are specializing in second grade.
Yes, I ran track 8 years. I hurdled and high jumped and played tennis and won district in doubles and. It's fun.
Got to do everything.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, you have to be a pretty exceptional athlete to play one sport in a 5A school.
Right. And more than likely, if you do, that means that you've specialized in it since from the time you were 10.
Yeah. So I was weighed down with extracurricular activities my entire junior high and high school life just because it was there. You just did it.
Were there people in FFA that took it seriously enough to where that was their occupation?
Yeah, there were dudes that were they just you could tell that's what they were meant to do. Like they could weld perfect. I mean, they did professional grade work. whereas ours just looked like a Picasso painting.
Right. All the guys that
we were just J.O., a bunch of J.O. kids. Anyway.
All the guys that were in FFA hit junior high and high school and shop class and all that, the ones that were really good at it, you could tell that they'd found their place.
The college probably wasn't in
exactly.
the game for them.
Which I believe college isn't meant for about half of the population. And
true.
We need more people in, you know, refrigeration and coolant. Refrigeration repair and
or work the land,
yeah, whatever.
And I guess out there too. I mean, probably you went to school with if you graduated with 50 kids. We're
about 34.
All right, 34. Were 10 of them like farmers? Their parents farmers or in that world of some sort?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. One of them stayed and farmed. One of them stayed and worked in the oil business. A couple of them are dead. One's still in prison. One is now a incredibly successful physical therapy, but orthopedic surgeon in Austin. There were some really, really smart kids that have gone on and excelled and done incredibly well for themselves in challenging fields. But you essentially knew them. It was the top 5 to 10% of the class that went on to do good, it's all relative, you know, not one's better than the other, but just in a different things that were maybe more, less rural, if you will.
The thing that sticks with you the most about FFA, the coup de grace, was it the pig? Was it your pig?
Yeah, that the pig and the fact that the two guys, because you could get licks. If you jerked around in ag class or shop class, you would get licks. And the two most feared guys to paddle were Mr. Dillon and Mr. Burkham, who were the shop class guys. And I remember one time this kid named Cliff, who probably weighed about, I don't know, 29 pounds and was just a skeleton, got in trouble. And he was having to get licks, and you got licks in front of the entire class. Ugh. And he put his hands down, and Mr. Burkham came over there with a paddle, and we were standing there, and this black dude, Baron Davis, looks over at me because he called him Skin Man.
Former Warriors,
so
great?
No. He called him Skin Man because he was so thin, and he goes, "Yo, Danny Bayless, Burkham gonna knock Skin Man over that trailer." That's what sticks with me the most. He going to go flying over that trailer. That's what he said. Going to hit him so hard, he going to fly over that trailer. So, yeah, it was awesome, man. Living in a small town definitely had its perks. You got to participate in a lot of crap, and you had to make your own fun.
And you learned.
We didn't have no Six Flags in Richardson Square Mall.
Right. You learned a lot.
You learned a lot. Absolutely. I can weld. And we're late.
Cool.
Yeah. You missed out, guys.
I know.
You could have gotten a pig pregnant.
No.